Chapter 33. Soft autumn mists swayed the dunes, awaiting their banishment under a blossoming sun. Grooven sat atop one of the sparsely grassed dune tops, listening to waves breaking upon the shores below him. He had spent more than a score of days tracking betwixt dawn and nightfall. The trail was becoming distinctly easier to follow as he travelled south. For some reason unknown to him, the Juskazan had moved location. He had arrived at the original camp, only to find the site abandoned. The clan had travelled south, skirting the tide line and dune lands. Grooven picked the last crumbs of a pasty from his chair, gulped the final dregs of cordial from a flask, and hailed it away into the mist. His supplies were exhausted for the moment, but he could always find more. Several mornings ago, he had sighted wisps of wood smoke. A family of mice had dug their cave into the side of a wind-sculpted sandhill and were sitting in the entrance cooking breakfast. Grooven sneaked up to the hilltop, overhanging their home. His callous method of murder was simple. He collapsed the sandhill on them by jumping up and down on the overhang. After taking a few hours' nap, he had dug out all the food supply that was not spoiled, leaving the occupants smothered beneath the stifling avalanche of sand that had snuffed out their lives. Watching the sun spread welcoming warmth and light, Grooven sat mentally rehearsing his story, cutting parts and embellishing bits until it sounded good to him. Next, he practiced indignation and righteous wrath at the moving of camp during his absence. Perhaps he would root out the culprits and slay them, just to establish his authority as clan chieftain, Grooven Zan Juskazan. Leaving the dunes, he took to the firm damp sand of the tide line for better walking. There was no real need of further tracking. He knew the clan would establish another camp among the dunes. All he had to do was look out for the smoke of cooking fires. Around early noon, Grooven became bored. It was a warm day with virtually no wind. He sidetracked listlessly into the dunes and lay down in a sandy crater. It was pleasantly warm and he allowed his eyes to shut and drifted into a comfortable nap. He had only lain there a short while when he was rudely awakened. He was rolled roughly over, and the sword was snatched from his belt. A noosed rope was thrust over him, pinioning both paws to his sides. There were four of them, two weasels, a stoat and a rat, and they looked lean and tough. Grooven felt fear rise sourly in his throat, but he did his best to put on a hard face and a gruff voice.
"What's the meaning of all this? Who are you?"
The bigger of the weasels, a female named Gruzzle, prodded him with the point of his own sword.
"Shut your mouth and get up off your behind."
Struggling upright, Grooven recognised one of his old clan, the Rat Weddle. However, he looked different. His facial tattoos had been overlaid with green wavy lines on the brow and a yellow circle on either cheek. Grooven felt a surge of relief.
"Weddle, mate, what are you doing with these beasts? You're a Juskazan, just like me. What's happened?"
Weddle began yanking Grooven along on the rope. He did not sound at all friendly.
"I ain't Juskazan no more. We got taken over. I'm part of a big clan now, the Juskabor."
Further conversation was cut short as Gruzzle prodded Grooven with the sword.
"I've already told you to shut your mouth. I won't tell you again. Now get moving. You can do your talking in front of the chief."
It was late noon by the time Grooven was hauled stumbling into the new camp. Right away he noticed that the number of tents had increased fourfold, enough to accommodate at least 300 Juska. Familiar faces from his old tribe stared at him as he was dragged along. They all had the former Juska marks tattooed over like Weddle. All in all, they looked a warlike mob. There were a lot more foxes in evidence too.